And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 9th of June, 2013. It's the birthday of Cole Porter, born in Peru, Indiana in 1891. He wrote a string of hit songs, I Get a Kick Out of You, Night and Day, You're the Top, Let's Do It, Let's Fall in Love, I've Got You Under My Skin. But in 1937, he had a terrible riding accident while visiting the New York home of a wealthy countess. His horse rolled over and crushed his legs. He claimed he didn't realize how badly he was hurt and that while someone ran for help, he finished up the lyrics to You Never Know. But he was, in fact, seriously injured. The doctors insisted that his right leg be amputated, maybe his left as well. Porter refused. He preferred to be in intense pain than be missing a leg. He lived with pain for more than 20 years, and he continued to write songs, but never at the same rate of success as he had before his accident. In 1958, after 34 operations on his leg, he finally agreed to have it amputated. The playwright Noel Coward went to visit Porter in the hospital, and he said, "He at last has had his leg amputated, and the lines of ceaseless pain have been wiped from his face." He is a bit fretful about having to manage his new leg, but he will get over that. I think if I had had to endure all those years of agony, I would have had the damn thing off at the beginning. But it is a cruel decision to have to make and involves much sex vanity and many fears of being repellent. However, it is now done at last, and I am convinced that his whole life will cheer up and that his work will profit accordingly. But Porter never did recover. He told his friends, "I am only half a man now," and he never wrote another song. He died in 1964 at the age of 73. It was on this day in 1870 that the novelist Charles Dickens died. He had a stroke and fell off his chair at the dinner table. Dickens asked to be buried in an inexpensive, unostentatious, and strictly private manner. So even though he was buried in Westminster Abbey, it was a secret funeral, early in the morning with only 12 mourners. But the grave was left open for a week, and thousands of people, all types of people, came to throw in flowers for the man whose tomb is inscribed with the words, "He was a sympathizer to the poor, the suffering, and the oppressed, and by his death, one of England's great writers is lost to the world." And here's a poem by Wendell Berry entitled Enriching the Earth. To enrich the earth, I have sowed clover and grass to grow and die. I have plowed in the seeds of winter grains and various legumes, their growth to be plowed in to enrich the earth. I have stirred into the ground the offal and the decay of the growth of past seasons, and so mended the earth and made its yield increase. All this serves the dark. I am slowly falling into the fund of things, and yet to serve the earth, not knowing what I serve, gives a wideness and a delight to the air, and my days do not wholly pass. It is the mind's service, for when the will fails, so do the hands, and one lives at the expense of life. After death, willing or not, the body serves entering the earth, and so what was heaviest and most mute is at last raised up into song. A poem by Wendell Berry entitled Enriching the Earth from his collection Collected Poems, published by North Point Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to verse in the English-speaking world. Browse 100 Years of Poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. This is Billy Collins for the Writer's Almanac, hoping you will join us next time.